Thunder Bay. The Niebing Memorial Arena, targeted for closure in a recent city report, looks set to remain open at least through the 2023-2024 winter season. City Council is expected to make a decision on the arena's future in late August, but staff advise that will come too late to order a closure for the upcoming season, coming well after the city's ice allocation process for fall-winter is launched. The closure of the Niebing Memorial Arena would wipe out 14% of booked ice across the city, staff have reported. The closure would bring an estimated $180,400 in yearly savings, making it one of the most significant items on a list of 24 services that were put on the chopping block to achieve council's goal of finding $1.5 million in permanent service cuts. The recommendation prompted vocal opposition from local hockey groups, who have pointed to the arena's significant role in supporting minor hockey. The arena was previously considered for closure during discussions over a 2016 recreation master plan, and city staff say it remains the local arena with the lowest usage. Council could buck administration's recommendation not to close the arena this year after ice time has already been allocated. However, General Manager of Community Services Kelly Robertson presented the recommendation as a necessity in a memo that will be presented at a Monday meeting. The allocation of indoor ice for the upcoming fall-winter season requires knowledge of the inventory of ice available, she wrote. Administration needs to initiate the ice allocation process no later than July 24 in order to issue contracts, in time for the regular start of the season. Therefore, administration will be proceeding with the ice allocation process for fall 2023, winter 2024, assuming that the Niebing Arena remains open. Council originally considered the recommendation to close the arena in late June, but pushed back a decision in order to conduct consultation with user groups. A city survey obtained by TB Newswatch asks users if they would be willing to pay up to 20% more for ice time in order to keep the arena open, among other questions. Should council vote to close the arena in August, Robertson advised the closure could take place at the end of the winter season, resulting in partial savings in 2024.